Greetings, cherished viewers, and welcome to today's episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We are traveling to the vibrant city of Johannesburg, South Africa right now to sample delicious vegetarian cuisines at Shiona Vegetarian Restaurant. Tucked away in the quiet suburb of Mayfair in Johannesburg is the little vegetarian heaven, which draws customers from all cultural backgrounds, vegetarians as well as non-vegetarians alike. Upon your arrival at Shiona, you are greeted by the warm and friendly staff. The wide selection of vegetarian sweets displayed behind the glass of the front counter fridge beckons your inspection and selection. Many tempting shapes, colors, and flavors make them more than just an exciting choice. It would probably be best to order one of each, being rest assured that you can safely delight in these egg-free delicacies. When studying the wide array of choices on the menu and then receiving the well-presented and scrumptious dishes, it's very easy to see why so many people repeatedly come back to enjoy the vegetarian food at Shiona. From samosas to soups, pizza to pastas, dal to dosas, each meal has unique taste that can satisfy any taste palate. Many new guests, especially those who have never eaten vegetarian, are amazed at how satisfied they are after their first Shiona meal.
The first positive thing which we've noticed is people come in doubting whether they'll actually like the food and doubting whether they'll have a full meal. But when they leave here, they realize that they can't have dinner tonight because they've eaten so much. So the thing is, there's so much of variety in the vegetarian food. It's actually created more of an awareness amongst both Indian and non-Indian clientele. So we've heard lots and lots of positive feedback. People are so happy to be here.
Do you have a lot of regular clientele, or do you often see many new faces, people trying vegetarian food?
We have both. We have the regular clients, and then we always have new people coming to experiment with vegetarian food.
We arrived around lunchtime and noticed all the people coming by for a quick lunch or ordering takeout before returning to work. Shiona shows that the availability of good food, whether you're vegetarian or not, is appreciated by everyone. Repeat non-vegetarian guests are a testament to this.
Can you tell me, do you eat at Shiona regularly?
Yes, I do eat here regularly.
And how do you find the food?
I really enjoy the food. It's really nice and I enjoy it a lot.
Does it make you feel good eating a vegetarian meal?
Definitely, definitely.
Originally starting out as an Indian cuisine concept just over 8 years ago, Shiona later decided to include Italian dishes to cater to younger guests and offer more options for the ever-growing number of vegetarians who may be apprehensive to try Italian foods elsewhere.
And I see you've recently added an Italian side to your Indian cuisine. Can you tell us more about that? Is that to just get a bigger variety of vegetarian food?
It's more to cater for the young crowd and who likes pizzas and pastas and things like that. But wherever they go to other outlets, there's always the fear of having non-vegetarian items mixed into the food. And so it was another idea to bring in that Italian cuisine, but keep it strictly vegetarian.
Would you say that the vegetarian diet is becoming more popular, and is there a higher demand for vegetarian food?
Yes, surprisingly, people are turning more towards vegetarian food. People from all cultures, all backgrounds, not necessarily only from one particular racial background or cultural background, but all around, and also internationally. The Swaminarayan organization is international. So Shiona concept is also international. And internationally we are seeing that there is such a great upsurge of people in support of a vegetarian way of life.
People of all ages, from all walks of faith and upbringing, live a life of consideration and love, choosing a cruelty-free vegetarian diet. A vegetarian guest shares with our viewers why she has made this noble decision.
Hi, good day, ma'am. Are you a vegetarian?
I am.
And for how long have you been a vegetarian?
Close to 40 years. 40?
Oh, and what made you decide to become a vegetarian?
There are several reasons, but I want to live a harmless life, not killing. Anything with eyes, I would not touch.
And do you feel that your vegetarian diet keeps you in good health?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And are you enjoying your lunch today?
Very much. Very much.
All the wonderful food aromas are calling our attention. We're going to go sample some dishes, and when we come back, we'll hear about how Shiona got its interesting name and learn the simple answer to world peace. Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. For the second half of our special on Shiona, first-rate vegetarian fare from Johannesburg, South Africa. Shiona is part of the Swami Narayan organization, an international group which incorporates one of their main spiritual precepts, ahimsa, or non-violence, through their worldwide vegetarian restaurant chain, Shiona. Mehul, a staff member and faithful devotee of Swami Narayan, shares more with us about the International Association, the concept behind Shiona, as well as the importance of the vegetarian diet.
Shiona is actually a term which we have used because it actually has syllables from our spiritual master's name. His name is Narayan Swarup, so we take the N-A from there, and then the guru of our guru, his spiritual master, and the third generation spiritual master, their three names we have combined into the word Shiona.
And can you tell us a little bit more about how Shiona is run?
Yes, Shiona actually is a part of the BAP Swami Narayan organization. This is an international organization which is socio-spiritual in nature, and one of the spiritual precepts is vegetarianism. And so Shiona is a branch of that organization, basically promoting vegetarian and strict Indian diet.
Mehul, are you a vegetarian?
Yes, definitely. I'm a proud vegetarian.
And for how long have you been a vegetarian?
I've always been a vegetarian from birth, and also all the my family members, everyone is vegetarian.
Vegetarianism has been practiced throughout the ages, across all religions, and advocated by great masters and brilliant minds who have graced and guided our world with their wisdom. They have taught us to love and respect others as we do ourselves, to practice compassion and peace, and to extend these ideals to our loving animal companions.
Would you say that the vegetarian diet is suitable for all religions?
Yes, in fact, all religions preach non-violence in some way or the other. And when the human's consciousness reaches that level, then he realizes that there is no need to harm others in eating. God has created this entire universe out of love and compassion. And we are his best creation. In other words, we're supposed to be looking after the rest of creation, definitely not hurting the rest of creation. And God has created the human body in such a way that vegetarian diet is totally suitable for a human being. And so, out of God's love and compassion, he has created us. We should spread that love and compassion towards lower creatures as well.
Of course, other than considering the pain and suffering animals go through to end up on one's plate, switching to a plant-based diet can also help save the planet from the current crisis of global warming, therefore making the veg choice an even more lucrative one.
We can see all around the meat industries and all the challenges which they are facing, mad cow disease and these types of various diseases and plagues and things like that. Now global warming also, they say, has there's a degree of influence from non-vegetarianism on there. And so it makes the Shayona concept all the more important in today's day and age, where vegetarianism is being promoted and people are being inspired towards living a non-violent way of life.
Mehul explains to us why it is important that peace begins on our plates and how we really are what we eat, as stated by their restaurant's motto.
I saw on the internet by your restaurant's advert that your motto is you are what you eat. Can you please explain that to us?
Yeah, you are what you eat is an Indian principle from the Indian scriptures, which says as you eat, so does your mind become, and so are your thoughts, your words. Eating vegetarian food makes you a calmer person, makes you more peaceful, because in eating vegetarian food you are causing the least harm possible to the other creatures around you. So that's what our motto is: you are what you eat. So if you eat the food which is created in a vegetarian, non-violent way, then you also become that. And if you're looking for peace, then you have to go the peaceful route in eating your food.
Thanks to restaurants like Shayona that serve delicious vegetarian meals made with kindness and care, world peace by way of good eats has never been more an appetizing concept. Ranging from tasty Indian cuisine to Italian favorites, Shayona Vegetarian Restaurant in Johannesburg, South Africa, truly has a menu to satisfy any appetite. Thank you for joining our restaurant journeys, and we will see you back here soon for another trip around the world to discover more appetizing avenues of vegetarian dining. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. May serenity and joy be the blessings in your life. See you next time.